Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, let's remember Dwight Beau Lamar and a golden era of Louisiana basketball. News of this week's passing of former University of Southwestern Louisiana, now UL Lafayette basketball star Dwight Beau Lamar, sparked a lot of memories, at least for me. Lamar was 74 years of age and he passed away at a nursing home in his hometown of Columbus, Ohio, earlier this week. College basketball in Louisiana when Beau Lamar played back in the late 1960s and early 70s was filled with dominant scorers and very little defense. In fact, the word defense seemed to be banned during the entire period. Explosive offense was the name of the game. This brief time period was defined by marksmanship and showmanship. The high-scoring antics of college basketball players like LSU's Pistol Pete Maravich and the University of Houston's Big E, Elvin Hayes, born in Rayville, Louisiana, by the way, captured the imagination of fans. But less than an hour away from Pistol Pete and LSU, Beau Lamar and the USL Ragin' Cajuns were entertaining fans in front of packed basketball arenas as well. Lamar was a virtual basketball scoring machine for the Ragin' Cajuns from 1969 to 1973. He averaged over 31 points per game for his entire four-year college basketball career. A first-team All-American as a senior, Beau Lamar was joined on that squad by future Basketball Hall of Famers Bill Walton of UCLA and David Thompson of North Carolina State. The 6'2" Beau Lamar had one of the best jump shots I've ever seen. He would elevate off the floor with ease and then lofted up a high arcing shot from long distance. It was beautiful to watch. This would come nearly 20 years before college basketball adopted the three-point shot, though. He probably would have averaged over 40 points per game in today's ballgame. Beau Lamar would glide down the basketball court with ease in leading USL's frantic fast breaks. And he bombed in a school record 62 points during a game against Northeast Louisiana University, now known as UL Monroe. And scoreboards routinely registered more than 100 points during the Ragin' Cajun basketball games of this era. A 1984 Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame inductee, Beau Lamar opted to play professional basketball for the ABA's San Diego Conquistadors in 1973. In his rookie year, he scored 50 points in one game and averaged nearly 21 points a game as well. After several years in the pros, Lamar later became part of the radio broadcast team for the Ragin' Cajuns basketball games. But then there was Mike Green at Louisiana Tech. He became one of Beau Lamar's biggest foes. If you've watched the NBA in recent years, Kevin Durant of the Houston Rockets looks and plays a lot like a modern version of Louisiana Tech's basketball star, Mike Green, of the 60s and early 70s. The 6'10" Mike Green played for the Bulldogs from 1969 to 1974. He was listed as a center, but he possessed an incredible outside shooting touch to stretch the opposing defenses. Like Beau Lamar at Southwest Louisiana, Mike Green was a prolific college scorer. He averaged over 31 points per game as a senior at Louisiana Tech. And if you add 15.4 rebounds a game for his career average, you'll understand why Mike Green earned the AP Small College Player of the Year award in 1973. Mike Green was inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in 1996. A friend of mine attended Louisiana Tech back in 1971 during the Mike Green basketball era. He recalled this week a highly anticipated home game against high-scoring Beau Lamar and his nationally ranked Ragin' Cajuns from USL. Louisiana Tech fans lined up for hours ahead of the game, hoping to gain an entrance to see the ball game. Mike Green delivered 22 points, 16 rebounds, and blocked numerous shots as the home team Bulldogs raced to a 103-94 win at Tech's Memorial Gymnasium. Future Louisiana Tech Hall of Fame women's basketball coach Leon Barmore was also in attendance. He remembered, quote, "It was the greatest game ever at Louisiana Tech, bar none." Woo! While he was a sophomore at Louisiana Tech, Mike Green's team averaged 101 points per game for the year. Defense? What defense? Unfortunately, Mike Green passed away back in 2018 at the age of 67. And now, in our look back, it's time to celebrate Centenary College center Robert Parrish. 3-foot, 7-foot-1 center Robert Parrish took Louisiana's top college basketball player baton from Beau Lamar and Mike Green during the early 1970s period. Robert Parrish played his high school basketball in the late 1960s during a very difficult time when federal mandates were causing some schools to close to integrate them. Parrish and his fellow Union High School students in Shreveport suddenly found themselves being bused across town to Woodlawn High School. Though the period caused a lot of angst for students and teachers, Woodlawn's basketball team morphed into a state powerhouse with the addition of the talented center Robert Parrish. The 7-footer led Woodlawn High School to the Class 4A state basketball title as a senior in 1972, and Parrish was named a National High School All-American. Much to the dismay of college recruiters, though, Robert Parrish chose to stay home to play college ball in Shreveport at Centenary College. As a freshman, Parrish lined up to play one game against Louisiana Tech star center Mike Green, and Green dazzled the crowd that night by scoring 40 points on the young Robert Parrish. But Parrish continued to work and improve on his game every year. He would collect a school record 33 rebounds in one game. That record still stands today. And Parrish's gifted shooting touch produced 25 points per game during his time at Centenary. His dominant play as a senior earned him first-team college All-American honors. Robert Parrish became a first-round draft choice by the NBA's Golden State Warriors. And he was traded 4 years later to the Boston Celtics, and that's where it all came together. Robert Parrish, along with his friends Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, won 3 NBA titles, and he was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2003. But in our Wayback Machine, have you ever heard of Olympic gold medal winner Glenn Salters? Today's story about the talented Louisiana college basketball stars of the late 1960s and early 70s would not be complete without mentioning an Olympic gold medal winner. In the year 1968, Northeast Louisiana University, now ULM, basketball star Grady Glenn Salters was nearly invisible on that national college basketball stage. The small-town Lisbon, Louisiana native did not possess the blazing court speed of southwestern Louisiana's Beau Lamar or the shot-blocking skills of Louisiana Tech's Mike Green. Oh, but Glenn Salters could shoot a basketball with the best of them. He became a prolific college scorer. Salters averaged a nifty 31 points per game as a senior in 1968 to lead the Gulf States Conference in scoring. That's not too shabby. The Olympic Games were being held in Mexico City a few months following Salters' senior season. The year 1968, though, was an extremely politically charged period, as Dr. Martin Luther King and presidential candidate Bobby Kennedy were both assassinated. So several top college basketball players like Lou Alcindor at UCLA and Elvin Hayes at the University of Houston decided not to even try out for the Olympics team in 1968. But that opened the door for Northeast Louisiana's 6'2" guard Glenn Salters to try to qualify for the Olympic basketball team. His competition was stiff. Stars like high-scoring Pistol Pete Maravich at LSU and Niagara guard Calvin Murphy, who averaged almost 40 points a game himself. Surprisingly, neither Maravich nor Murphy made the final cut. Ditto for All-American from Kentucky Dan Issel and Purdue sharpshooter Rick Mount. But Glenn Salters from tiny Class C Lisbon High School in North Louisiana made the U.S. Olympic team. Legendary college basketball coach Hank Iba's no-name U.S. Olympic basketball squad was comprised of several small college role players and just a few of the top college stars. Future NBA Hall of Fame forward Spencer Haywood and guard JoJo White would lead the U.S. team in scoring in 1968. But Glenn Salters was on the team, and they went a perfect 9-0 in Mexico City to bring home a gold medal. Glenn Salters was inducted into the ULM Sports Hall of Fame in 1978 and was inducted into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in 1981. While we're remembering guys from this era, don't forget AJ from the parking lot.
Yes!
New Orleans Cohen High School basketball player Aaron James journeyed northward from the Crescent City to Grambling in North Louisiana to start his college basketball career. This 6'8" sharpshooting forward poured in more than 32 points a game as a senior at Grambling to become the Southwest Athletic Conference Player of the Year. And he earned that nickname, AJ from the parking lot, with his uncanny accuracy on long-distance shots. Down the road in Minden, Webster High School product Lewis Sweet Lou Dunbar was another prolific high school scoring sensation during that time. This 6'9" big man possessed a sweet jump shot. Dunbar received numerous college scholarship offers and eventually left his home state to play for the University of Houston in the early 1970s. Dunbar averaged 22 points a game and 8 rebounds over his career with the Cougars. But in a surprise move, Lewis Dunbar eventually joined the Harlem Globetrotters after college and would play for the next 27 years. Sweet Lou is one of only 8 Globetrotters to have his jersey, number 41, retired. And while we're at it, let's not forget Shreveport Valencia High School basketball star Roosevelt Fuller. This really smooth high-scoring guard torched the Nets for 64 points in one Shreveport High School basketball game in the late 1960s. Roosevelt Fuller averaged an incredible 44 points per game one season at Valencia. He played college hoops from 1970 to 72 at Trinity Valley Community College in Athens, Texas, and posted a 28-point-per-game average as a sophomore. Roosevelt Fuller was inducted into the Trinity Valley Sports Hall of Fame in 2025. No, it wasn't just Pistol Pete Maravich exciting Louisiana's basketball fans during the late 1960s into the early 70s. This week's passing of Dwight "Bow" Lamar served as a reminder of just how special this era of basketball was in the Pelican State. I'm Swamp Swamy.